about a potential backlash? Could this come back to bite Europe?
Yes. And it's already, European companies are openly already talking about this. One of the biggest companies targeted by the sanctions is the largest oil producer in Russia, Rosneft. And there are several companies, European ones, with big ties. British Petroleum, BP, has an almost 20% stake in Rosneft. It has said, it's come out and said, we are going to be, and it's words, we're adversely impacted by these sanctions. You have ExxonMobil, U.S. oil giant. It also has a joint venture with Rosneft to do what? To explore for Arctic oil. That we were just talking about, that's in the sanctions. ExxonMobil can be hit. Beyond the oil industry, car makers, French car maker, Renault, giant car maker, it along with Nissan in Japan, they have a controlling stake in Russia's largest selling automaker, a company called AvtoVAZ. They could be hit. Renault already says it's seen a big sales slump in sales to Russia. And you can just, the list keeps going on. And Putin himself has warned of very big consequences, a big backlash. Russian lawmakers are sitting there right now, and they're considering new laws, new legislation that they say could outright ban certain Western companies from operating altogether in Russia, companies in the energy and the defense sectors. So Russia's not sitting down and going to take this lightly. They are going to bite back. They are going to lash out. So you have to sit tight. The question is, how much pain ultimately is Europe going to be willing to take? How long will these sanctions last? And will they be actually willing to take them to an even deeper level if things come to that?